One more moment. Hey everyone, and welcome to Chef AJ Live. I'm your host, Chef AJ, and this is where I introduce you to amazing people like you who are doing great things in the world that I think you should know about. My guest today, the Van Niederhausen family. They are a family of nine, seven children, and they're all plant-based. How the heck did they do it? Stay tuned to find out. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are
Hi,
you?
how are you, Chef AJ?
Hey, that is amazing because I have a friend that has eight children and she did not become plant-based until they were all grown and it was very, very difficult. So I'm guessing these children are maybe like under 18.
Wide range.
They
Wide
were
range.
when we started, we'll say
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Wow,
Yeah, we've been doing this
well,
for a bit and we have a 19-year-old all the way down to a 2-year-old. So we have a
whoa.
wide span.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how did you do it? When did you do it? Why did you do it?
Well, it was quite an interesting journey. I always grew up eating more of a healthy lifestyle. My dad, I guess you could say, was more on the vegetarian spectrum. And he was always very health conscious and he was really ahead of his time.
Food
He
is
would,
medicine.
yeah, he really believed that food was medicine. And this was before the internet. He would always go to the library and he was always spending time at the library reading and researching books in books. And I kind of felt bad because it kind of came to the point where I thought it was overboard. And as a teenager, I'm like, oh, Dad, you're just crazy. He'd tell us all these things and about his dad being a butcher, or his grandpa being a butcher and some things. And it wasn't until he was getting close to the end of his life. He passed away at the age of 90. And when we took him to a rest home, the nurses asked us what medication he was on. We said, well, he's not on any medication. And they were shocked. They're like, what? Your dad's not on any medication? How could that be? But it was a very rapid decline. It was like about 3 months and then he was gone. And so I had a lot of self-reflection about maybe what my dad was preaching had some merit to it. And then he was always out walking and jogging all the way up until he was into this rest home. And the neighbors and the neighborhood and would always mention, hey, I just saw your dad out. How's he doing? But then it like hit me. It just zinged me after he passed. And I felt like I needed to honor what he was teaching. And so I was riding the bus to work, and it was an hour commute. So I had 2 hours each day to go to work, 5 days a week. So we're talking 10 hours here. And I just decided to dive in. I wanted to learn. And so I started learning how to read medical journals. I found Dr. Greger and a bunch of his stuff, and I could not stop. And then one day I just came home and I said, hey, you guys, I want to live a long, healthy, happy life and not be in a state where, at the end of my life where I'm, 20 years with dementia or, you name the disease or whatever it is. I want to be skiing with my kids when I'm in my 80s and 90s. And so that was kind of my journey. And Rachel had, I guess, a little different journey when she was about 18. She had some stomach issues, and she can probably talk about that.
Yeah, so for me in high school and college, I had a lot of digestive issues. And so I was going to different doctors and trying to figure out what was going on. And they really didn't say much, but they did finally diagnose me with irritable bowel syndrome, which at that time, that was in the early 2000s. I didn't know anyone else who had that. I never heard of it. So I just started going down this journey, of trying to find out like, what does that mean really when they're saying, really you can't digest food too well and maybe even life, so maybe there's some emotional base there and stuff. So I just got introduced to some different resources and started thinking more about food as medicine and exercise and yoga and different things. And around that time is when Steve and I actually got married. So from then, around the early 2000s, is when we started going down this journey and started, really cutting out different, like a lot of gluten and dairy and, a lot of refined sugar and meats and stuff. So we were kind of doing it, what would you say, like maybe 50-50? around that for a long time. Just, you know, cutting out different things, and me especially, because I had a very sensitive stomach. I'd have to, you know, modify things and change things. And there wasn't a lot of products out there at that time or like resources available. But then over the years, so we kept doing it more and more, you know, and just realizing like we feel better when we just, you know, eat more plant-based and more whole foods. So from reading and studying and experimenting, then I'd say probably, what, 5 or 8 years ago, when 5 years ago, we were probably then more towards like 70% whole foods and 30% still, you know, of like some a little bit of dairy and cheese and stuff and meat still, but more sparingly. But then when Steve's dad passed away, and about 5 or 6 years ago, when we really decided to take the more of the steps forward to really cut out that stuff. So yeah, it's been a good journey, and just like each step along the way, learning more and more about, you know, nutrition science and how the body works and the amazing abundance and delicious food that's out there, you know, with plants, and how a healthy lifestyle. That's what we really hope to teach our kids. Like, you know, food is medicine matters, movement matters, you know, strong connections and relationships, they matter. It's like in Dr. Ornish's book, Undo It. I just love that book so much, how he talks about those four areas, you know, the food, the connections. So food, loving, moving, and what's the other one? The
thing, move more.
More, eat
more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking
eat well,
about.
Well, eat well. And then there's one other, but I love how he talks about like meditation and
stress less, maybe was
yeah, stress less. Yes, yeah, stress less. So exactly. And all of those things, like those are the keys to helping irritable bowel syndrome and all these other chronic diseases, you know, that we have going on in our culture. So I'm really grateful that that we've been led down this journey, and that our kids have been like different ages when we, you know, cut out different things. I remember one time when I came home, this was when our son, who's 15 now, he was a baby. And I remember I was reading this book, you know, all about fruits and vegetables and whole foods. And I came home one day from the grocery store, just like with almost only greens and vegetables, you know, and fruits, and filled our fridge with that. And, you know, we had been eating pretty healthy and a lot of home cooked meals, but at that time it was kind of like, wow, like what, you know, how are we going to do this? And what are we going to do? But I'm just grateful, because children, they'll eat what's available and what's around. And even if they're older, when someone starts switching over, you know, there's a transition time, but their palates and their taste buds, they will change, and they will start loving it. And what's so beautiful is our 2-year-old now. The other day I was chopping up broccoli and he was just wanting a snack, and he kept asking me, can I have one more? Can I have one more? Can I have one more piece of broccoli? And I just love when stuff like that happens, or when my kids are like, they'll go out and to neighbors or something, and or they'll hear about some sort of food and they'll ask me what that is, you know, because they don't know a lot about different processed foods. And I mean, they do know a lot about them because they see them everywhere, but there are certain ones they're like, what's that? Or they've never had that. And I'm just like, yes. So that's kind of our why, you know, that's kind of our why. And our children, they've over these years, they've given lots of experiences that they share about how they feel more energy and compared to their peers, you know, and neighbors and everything will comment like, wow, your kids, they just have so much energy, you know, and they have all this stuff going for them. So that's kind of our why.
How old was the oldest and the youngest at the time you fully transitioned to a plant exclusive diet?
Let's see. I think, so Luke and Everett were our first plant-based babies. So we actually had it. We started when we had 5 kids, rather than the 7.
So, and our oldest would have been around 12 or 13. Yeah. Like around 13 years old when we like fully transitioned over, then we had 13 on down, to like 13, 10, 7, 5, and like around 2, and then the babies. And then we had 2 more babies, you know, after that. So
was it easier with the ones that were born this way than the ones that you had to switch?
Yes.
But you know, there was a lot of question and concern, because we had been told this concept that you had to have this dairy in the diet for these children to grow. And you know, that was kind of
Yeah.
It was scary because, you know, just what we had been told all this
Yeah,
time.
like they won't get enough calcium. How will they get enough protein?
And their
You know,
brains
how
have
will
to
they get the
develop.
things that they need if they're only, you know, eating whole food plant-based from the time they're little? But yeah, but don't re rest assured, it works out and they thrive on it. Because there's so many things you can feed them when they're babies, you know, bananas, avocados, potatoes, beans, you know, just all the same stuff, but just in more in a baby food mashed up form.
Yeah. And I'd have to say our two youngest that are the two plant-based babies, they are so full of energy. They don't stop, and they are the ones. I mean, I think all of our kids have been able to communicate well, but these two, there's a lot of comments about these two being able to hold conversations and being able to really pick up on things quicker and faster. I don't know if that's attributed to the diet, but I believe that it does have a big weight in it, how they've grown up, for sure.
So what do you feed them? In other words, I mean, I can't imagine just even having to make, you know, I make dinner for myself and my husband and get overwhelmed. If you're feeding 9 people every night, what do you make?
We do a lot of staples with whole grains. Whole grains is usually typically a staple with beans. And then, of course, on top of that, then we talk about what type of genre we want. Does it we want to be Mexican or Greek? Or do we want it to be Italian or, you know,
Asian.
Asian? So we just kind of build around that. And it's usually the toppings and the sauces that give that flavor.
Yeah, so we feed, I mean, lots of vegetables, lots of whole grains. I make sourdough bread. So I actually had pulled some out of the oven today, so I just have to show because isn't it just so beautiful? So they eat a lot of whole grain, sourdough
Wow,
bread.
you made that? That's beautiful. That looks like it's from a bakery.
Yeah, with avocado, like with avocado on it or peanut butter and bananas, you know, peanut butter, banana toast. So the kids eat a lot of that, but like apples, oranges, frozen vegetables for snacks. The other day, my kids pulled out a can of artichoke hearts and just ate that for a snack. I thought that was amazing. Yeah, and so yummy. So I was like, oh, I'll have a few of those too. So, I mean, we just eat stuff like that, you know, very simple. We have to keep it very simple. So that's definitely one of our tips and tricks, you know, is meal planning, because meal planning is crucial with this amount of people. So we have a 2-week menu plan, and I try to kind of just like, we involve them. So maybe we could talk about, we have these guiding principles, you know, with our kids. We let them, we try to educate them, give them experiences, and then let them have their own agency to be able to choose and experience and experiment, you know, with what they want to do. So on experience, we let them help plan. They help meal plan. Each child has a night where they choose the food and they help prep it, and cook it. And so I think that really helps them, be invested, you know, and to them, if someone chops it and cooks it, it tastes amazing, you know, to them. And so they love doing that. And it is so sweet how the 6-year-old, he's just always at the counter wanting to chop food and stir it and help out. And they're all amazing that way. So yeah, so they choose it. So they choose like some of their favorites. They usually choose is like tomato soup, you know, with sourdough bread, or they love these potachos, you know, like roasted potatoes with a cashew cheese sauce and olives and tomatoes and like nachos, but with the potatoes.
We'll do sushi
Yeah,
bowls.
sushi bowls they love with brown rice and wild rice, and then you know, avocado and carrots and cucumbers and edamame, and then yeah, like a little sauce with that has the cashews or tofu, you know, blended up to pour over it. Yeah, and what else do they love?
Like a lot of, like one thing we'll be doing preparing today are peanut noodles, or we'll do a lot of curries.
Yeah, curries we love. Yeah, with lots of vegetables over rice. They love smoothie bowls, of course. So, you know, berries blended up with almond milk or soy milk, and then with and also like steamed greens in there and chia and flax. And we eat a lot of oatmeal, so oatmeal with berries and
Yeah, so
flaxseed.
oatmeal is my breakfast every morning, and it used to be where I would make it for most of the children, but now some of them are old enough to kind of make their own, but still for the two youngest. I just make an extra bowl of oatmeal for those two, and we're just oatmeal fans.
Yeah, but so keeping it simple, so meal planning and keeping it simple, that's definitely our motto. And so we eat those same things over and over. We kind of know like our top foods now that we like, and we eat those a lot. And we keep snacks very simple, just like nuts or, apples, oranges, bananas with peanut butter. Our 6-year-old Luke, he loves to take dates and then spread peanut butter or almond butter on it and put like a piece of dark chocolate on it, So he loves making those for us for a snack or,
Well, I think that meal planning or some kind of batch cooking is the secret for any kind of eating. I mean, whether it's healthy or not, because otherwise you're just going to be going through the drive-through. So I think people got out of the habit of doing that, when fast food became so prevalent and people got so busy, and that really is the secret in keeping it simple. But I think people overcomplicate, plant-based eating. It certainly doesn't lack variety.
No, exactly. There's so much variety. And that's what's so beautiful is like you can keep it as simple or as diverse and complicated as you want, But I think really for good health, like very simple meals are good. And then having more of those like indulgent, very rich meals every so often, but keeping it very simple on the day to day. And my favorite best friend is my Instapot. I mean, that thing, cooks so much food and does it quick, just rinsing stuff off, throwing it in, letting it do its thing. So, and the blender, of course. So having good tools as well is just like a great way to batch cook, with a blender, Instapot, that type of stuff.
What about an air fryer? Do you have one of those?
Yep, and an air fryer.
Yeah, last night we had some dumplings that we did with rice paper and cabbage and tofu and stuff. And that's our go-to. Throw it in the air fryer and we're good to go.
Yeah, our 15-year-old Will, that was his night to cook, and that's what he chose. And so he was mixing up the filling, and him and Steve were frying those up. So yummy.
How much do you tell your kids about the reason you eat healthy? Do they ever question it? I mean, and because I believe that your kids are homeschooled, so it's not like they're hanging around a bunch of other kids eating junk food.
Yeah, actually, I think, unfortunately, I think I was a little too harsh and heavy up front because when I came home, I'm like, you guys, you have to get to know this. You
Stop
have
the
to understand,
education.
and for them, it was a little bit of overwhelm. But I tapered off, I cooled off. But yeah, education was key, because it was more about the why. And it was a hard transition for them. For them, sometimes I think a few of them it's about a month or so, but then after they started having their own experience in their school sports, they realized that they were able to practice longer and that they were able to have more endurance and they weren't getting tired. It was big. And so now some of the older kids will actually come to me and ask questions. Hey, Dad, like I heard more about omega-3 fatty acids. Can you tell me more about that? How do we get them? So then it's an opportunity to talk about it and how we get them in our diet and the importance of them.
Yeah, education definitely is key. And helping them just understand in those teaching moments as they come, about nutrition science and about how the body works and just the miracle of the body. So we really try to just incorporate that into what we talk about and what we learn about. So yeah, they've seen like the documentaries, especially our older ones, Game Changers and the different ones out there, about, of course, what like environmental ones and about lifestyle documentaries. And so I think they really understand, well, they're understanding to the best of their level. And there is a lot of peer pressure. I mean, there is just so much pressure around food and eating. And so for them, I think sometimes they do feel different. They have said that, like, they are different. We do things different than most of our neighbors and people around us. But what's so beautiful is we just keep doing it and keep trying. They'll have friends that start asking them questions or that like actually say, hey, I want to try that, a little bit. And like, how could I do this? Do you have some recipes? So we've had like multiple experiences with that where their friends have said, hey, we're going to try this. And so even though they might kind of like give them comments and kind of point out like that they're different, I think hopefully overall in the long run, they're gaining that strength to say like, this is okay and this is how I feel. So yeah, it's good.
Yeah, one of our daughter's boyfriends, he's a big cross country guy, and he started noticing what we eat at our house. We had him over a few times, And he's like, I don't really do a lot of vegetables. And so he was courageous enough to start eating vegetables when he came over to the house. And then he started having questions. And then he started learning and reading about some of these endurance athletes and really what fueled them. And then he actually, on his own accord, said, yeah, I've actually started cutting this out and I started adding this in. And it was great. You know, it was one of those situations where, you know, people look at you like, oh, that's unique. And then they start asking questions and then they start adopting it. So I just living by example.
You know, when you think about it, like, well, grown-ups, at least the ones that I've known, usually switch to a plant-based diet for one of three reasons: the animal ethics, the environment, or health. And the environment is a fairly new reason for people to be switching, because when I became vegan almost 50 years ago, nobody talked about the environment, and really nobody knew that it was a health thing. But with children, because they're, how do you be age appropriate when, you know, like what is the button for children? Like, for example, is it because they love, like, you know, because you can't talk to a 2-year-old about heart disease, really, you know, or acne.
No.
I think for me and the message that I've portrayed to them is that we do some activities that where we spend a lot of time outside together, outdoors. So for instance, skiing. I tell them, hey, I want to be able to ski with you guys when I'm up into my 80s and when I'm in my 90s. And what can we do to make sure that that happens? Because I want to live a long, healthy lifestyle. And so for some of them, it's like, yeah, you know, and I always tell them, I'm going to outlive you guys. That's my goal. I'm going to outlive you. And so for them, the older ones, it's kind of more that, yeah, we understand. And they feel when they eat certain foods, they have that experience. They're like, ooh, I don't feel as good when I eat this. And I definitely feel better when I eat that. So giving them that experience. And I think maybe with the younger kids, I mean, they're just doing what the family does. That's what they know, and that's what we have in the home.
And so I think around 8 years old is kind of where they start asking more questions. And so then kind of from then on, you know, like the little ones, they're not asking too many questions. They're just going along with what we're doing. But then after that, as they get into like 10, 12, we start, you know, like talking more about it and maybe letting them watch some documentaries and just teaching them a little bit more in depth, you know, year by year about the nutritional science and the environmental factors and the health reasons. And we practice, so in us, so we practice fasting, which helps, you know, which we believe is like helping to gain like self-control and self-discipline. And so, you know, once a month around the time they're 8, we practice that. And like, so that's kind of a teaching moment at that level. And a lot of the education that we have to teach them, because there is so much peer pressure, is about just self-discipline and self-control and being able to say no, and like, no, thank you. You know, no, thank you. I don't want that. I'll have this instead. Or, but it goes with agency. So education and agency. And as they get older and we let them have their experiences and eat outside of the home, you know, what they choose. And we're still encouraging them, like, hey, you know, we're going here. Let's, you know, we'll take some food, we'll eat beforehand. But when you're there, you know, you can choose a couple things, you know, like a dessert if you want one. And what's so beautiful is that they will find that, you know, they won't always eat the whole thing, or they might actually make other choices. But, you know, it's a process. It's definitely a process. So education, experience, and agency, just they go so much hand in hand.
Yeah, especially when they go to one of those activities and they'll take a bite and they're like, oh, that is so sweet. And you know that their taste buds have adjusted and changed. You know, that's then you know that you're doing something right.
Nice. So what do you serve them for dinner every night? Is it more like bowl type things where you know, you have all the ingredients and they make their own? Or do you do like casseroles, lasagnas? Does everyone eat at the same time, for example?
Yeah, we really, family dinner time is so important to us. I think it's part of that loving well and building those connections. So we try to like protect that sacred time as much as possible. So we have older kids and some are coming in out, but for the most part, we try, you know, when we probably get it 4 or 5 times a week, like sitting down for a meal together at dinner. And they, you know, each one of them chooses. So they're all on a night to choose. So yeah, they choose. We have like a let a bowl type stuff, or like pastas, you know. And so just to make it simple, sometimes we will have like all the ingredients out, like buffet style and they put it on. But a lot of the times it's kind of like in one pot, you know, it's just like this peanut noodle, you know, it's just like all the vegetables and noodles and sauce in one pot and everyone, we dish it up, you know, and then I'll eat it together. We eat breakfast a lot together too. And so that's like the oatmeal that Steve will cook and everyone, you know, has their stuff. And yeah, they choose what they put on it. Like if they want the berries or the more nuts or
We always do cheap
flax or
flax.
chia. Yeah. So, but yeah, we make lasagna. There's amazing veggie lasagna. Yes. In that, Dr. Greger's book, casseroles. I don't, not as many casseroles, but more like pastas and rice bowls. And then, you know, like veggie lasagna or, you know, veggie burgers, potatoes roasted, you know, that type of stuff.
And how strict are you with it being whole food plant-based versus just it being vegan?
I think we are, I wouldn't say strict, but that's what we prefer. Yeah, because we're more on the health side of things. So, you know, you can have margarine, which is vegan, but we don't feel that it's good for your heart. And
Yeah.
so we
Yes.
try to eliminate those type of those things and make it as whole food as possible.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Are you going to show us one of the dishes that you like to make for them?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? We didn't even talk about the mug meal. So hello, I've been posting a coupon code, but it's like, what am I posting a coupon code for?
Yeah, well, should we start with that one then? Okay, because we are going to demo a mug muffin with a chocolate sauce over it. They're so yummy. So these are the mug muffins, sold through Enlivened Foods. Like she said, Chef AJ's posting the code. You can get 15% off right now. These are vegan whole food muffin mixes, and they are amazing, like for breakfast or for snack or for lunch. I mean, it's a meal in a mug, and you just mix it up, and it takes, you know, 1 minute and 30 seconds in the microwave. So. What we were going to have our son come down. What time is it? We'll see if he's done with class. What time is it? Okay, yeah, we'll see if Will will come down and he can help us. So we're going to do the chocolate one today.
There's a comment from one of the viewers on Instagram saying we have lots of family members who question the nutrition because they believe that neglecting their growth and health, that I'm neglecting their health and growth if I don't serve them meat and dairy. And you probably don't have a lot of support in your community. I mean, it's not like where you live is a huge vegan or plant-based community with a bunch of vegan doctors, I'm guessing.
No,
No.
no.
Yeah, we've gotten those same comments. Even our family members, you know, like our parents were just questioning and sending us articles about the need for calcium and protein. So we hear you. You just have to, you know, there's science out there that you can show, and you know, just continuing to do it, and but making sure, of course, your kids get, you know, like healthy fats, you know, enough calories, whole grains. I mean, those are the things, but calcium and proteins, you know, there's thousands of proteins and they're in all plant foods. So, okay, so we take a half cup of mix and then we're going to get the almond milk. Hey, Will, want to come join us? So this is our 15-year-old son, Will.
Not so
He was
little.
having a snack, an orange just now. He was in an online class.
Wow.
Yep. More than now.
He looks, I guess the plant-based diet did not stunt his growth, apparently.
Exactly. Does he look like he's starving or like not getting enough protein there or calcium? Okay. So we're going to take this and pour in half a fourth a cup of this
And do you have any
avocado.
questions for Will? This. Yeah.
Well, you like eating plants?
I love it.
Do you do any sports in school?
Yes, I play basketball, I
Sweet.
swim, and water polo.
Do you have any friends that eat remotely like you at all? Gage and Will's
Not
family
that
do a
I can
little
think
bit.
of.
Gage.
Gage a little bit, but other than that, no. So probably just one.
Do any of them comment on your diet, either favorably or unfavorably?
Yeah.
Tell us some comments. What will they say?
don't know. I don't know what they say, but yeah. Both.
Do you want to maybe share with Chef AJ
Go
about
ahead.
the ex I'm just going to ask him to share an experience that he had when he was swimming, and he told us that he had a little bit more energy, but I don't know, Will, do you want to tell us maybe about an experience you've had while swimming?
Yeah, so When we first moved, that was when we were kind of getting into the plant-based diet. We didn't really...
Or that we did, but we were just
doing
more.
Yeah, we started diving into it more. And I started swimming when we moved, and I was just sluggish. I didn't have as much energy as I felt like I could. And then we kind of switched just into high gear with the plant-based, and I just felt so much better. I started moving up the ranks. I started dropping so many seconds off my time and just getting way better and stuff. So
before that, we had been eating a lot of whole grains and a lot of fruits and vegetables, but we were still eating like some cheese and meat. Meat sometimes, you know. So okay, so now we're going to make the chocolate sauce to go with this. This is a Mexican chocolate topping for this mug muffin. There's tons of different toppings you could put on this. One of my favorite ones is a lemon sauce. This one right here, on the Island Chai Spice Muffin. It's so yummy. It's like a lemon with lemon juice and cashews and vanilla blended up. So we're going to make this sauce. I'm going to pour this into there. So this is almond milk. I'm just going to pour in. It's about 1.5 cups of plant milk. And then we have 1/4 cup of roasted pumpkin seeds and some unsweetened chocolate, 3 squares of that. And then some cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. So we'll dump that in.
Maybe explain to people what mug muffins are in case they're not familiar. I know Dr. Gregor did a really fun video on them.
Yeah, this one just came out of the microwave. So this is the mug muffin. This is the chocolate one. So these are whole food, plant-based muffin mix. It's a meal and a muffin. It has date powder. This one has tart cherries. It's organic chickpea flour, flaxseed, cacao. So it has tons, like it's full of potassium and 30 milligrams of calcium, 15% iron in a daily value. They're really delicious and a great snack or great for like a meal for a breakfast or even a lunch or to serve like with dinner. This is a sweet potato sunrise one. This one's really yummy too. And then there's a savory one, the chipotle one, that's really yummy, like with chili or to serve with a meal, like a dinner. Okay, so put half of that. We're going to put half an avocado in here for this sauce. Anything else, Chase, you want to say about the muffin?
Say you can buy them on EnlivenFoods.com.
Yeah, you can get them at EnlivenFoods.com. There's the link that Chef AJ has posted, or you can use the code, let me just make sure I'm saying it right. You can use the code CHEFAJ15 for 15% off of those, the muffin. We also have a course that we have through EnlivenFoods that Robin and I have developed. Robin Ajeev, she's been a celebrity chef and worked with Dr. Gregor for many, many years, decades. So that course is just, it's a lifestyle course. We include some meditation, some nutritional science, cooking demos with some of these types of things in there. It's a 6-week course, but it's online. You can go at your own pace. And we also have through the course, there's every week, a Thursday night support group live online on Zoom with Robin, where people can ask questions and just get support, you know, because it's so important as people are transitioning. And even now, it's just, you know, even if you've been doing it for years, it's so important to have a support group where you can feel like others are cheering you on, you know, and celebrating that you're doing this. So that it comes with the course. Then that code, the Chef AJ15, it is 15% off the course or any of the mug muffins. Okay, so we have the... Okay, we got everything in there. Now we just need, this is date sugar. So you can pour that in and then we'll blend it up.
Date sugar is just essentially dried dates and ground into powder.
Isn't that cool? I love that about that. I love that about dates. Yeah. Oh, you know, I see a question for you guys from Susanna. And Susanna actually has 8 kids. I think she beat you by 1.
Wow.
So you guys still have time to catch up. And she says, how do you deal with athletic friends and coaches who say you have to have animal protein?
Yeah, I don't know. Will, do you want to talk to that? Because you've probably experienced that.
I don't know what I'd really say to them, but I think actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's been a common theme through us in our neighborhood, because we're outside a lot. We're playing in the park. We do a lot of activities with the neighbors in the neighborhood. And those are the comments we get most of the time. It's like, wow, like you guys are just so energetic, and you know, you kind of fill in the blank. And they're always making comments about that. And I think that's exactly what Will said, is, you know, we just let our lives be the example, the way we live, and let that do the talking, not having to like over explain ourselves, just say, yeah, like.
But there are some great resources out there. You know, if they point them to Dr. Greger's website, you know, you could look up anything about protein or, you know, whatever they feel like they're going to be deficient in. There's those documentaries, you know, Game Changers. And is there any others that you'd recommend?
Yeah, there's quite a few. What the Health. And
yeah, What the Health. I'm sure. Yeah. Chef AJ, you know so many too.
One that really struck our daughter was Seaspiracy. She actually wrote a school report on it. It impacted her so much.
Yeah. But so for the coaches, I mean, some of those ones more about the health and just showing them, you know, that there's so many athletes out there doing that. And they could even like point them to athletes and send them articles. Like we saw one, there's a kid in Utah who's
he now holds, I think, the national record for high school cross country, I think it is. And he's plant-based out of American Fork.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think just like kindly, you know, giving them those resources. Hey, well, you know, we've decided to do this, and you can look into some science and other people doing it here. I think that just, you know, that's one way to do it. Okay. So we're going to blend this up. Oops. Sorry, that was loud for a minute.
No, the Zoom actually muted. It's okay.
Okay. So here's the sauce. You can see it's just a creamy sauce. And like we said, there's different sauces, but if you go to enlivenfoods.com, those mug muffins, that's where you can get them. And these are, these sauces to put on them are so yummy. So we will put this on here. We're going to call up our other kids to come taste. So we'll set this aside for just a second and make the other thing. Do we have time to do the peanut
Absolutely.
Noodles?
Absolutely, have plenty of time. You know, as Susanna was saying, she actually purchased the mug muffins as gifts for people. And they loved it. As she said, she bought all her kids, and she has 8 of them, a bag of the mug muffins for their Christmas stockings, and they were a hit.
Oh, that's amazing. That is so, so great.
When people get them, do they just pick a flavor? Does it come like in a multi-pack? How is it delivered?
Yeah, you can get them either in a multi-pack, or you can just get one flavor. When they're delivered just like this in these bags. So yeah, at enlivenfoods.com, that's where you can find them. Okay, let's go. So we're going to make these peanut noodles now. So I have the ingredients here. So we'll bring up our other kids. So it'll get exciting here now when we bring up the little ones.
How do you guys handle the holidays? Do you do like all plant-based Thanksgivings and Christmases and Easters and things like that?
Yeah. Yes. And we have a big family. Like we both have a lot of siblings and cousins. So we're always doing parties. So we always take food, you know, that is plant-based. So like lentil roast, we love that, you know, at Thanksgiving or on Christmas. Yeah. We'll do different dishes. I'm trying to think what we did last Christmas, stuff with like a sourdough bread, breakfast casserole, you know, with berries and plant milk and sourdough bread, or what else do we have on holidays? Like lots of 7-layer dips, you know, with beans and veggies and stuff like that for holidays. What else do we have on holidays, you guys? Yeah, we love like a panini bar. So with the sourdough bread, just layering on hummus and vegetables. So we'll do that like on some holidays where we're home. mashed potatoes, of course, like anything with potatoes. We love any other holiday stuff that you guys like.
We haven't done it in a while, but there's a chocolate pudding that is made with dates and sweet potatoes that we really, really like. And it tastes, I don't know, it's so good. Sometimes we'll make like a pudding pie out of it for the holidays.
That is so cool. Wow, what a beautiful family. And that's like only half of them right there.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to make these penne noodles. So we chopped up the vegetables and cooked some whole wheat spaghetti noodles. I combined them with some gluten-free chickpea ones too, noodles, because we had those too. So we like the whole wheat, you know, thin spaghetti or linguine noodles, or the gluten-free ones. You know, they have so many amazing products out there now.
Rachel, Lisa would like to know, do you guys ship outside the United States, for example, to the UK, or is it just a US product only?
Yeah, not yet, just US.
But the course
is available, of course, anywhere. Okay, so we're gonna make the sauce real quick for these noodles.
I wanna eat food, not me.
You wanna eat food? Okay, we're Yeah.
Dessert first.
That's the best. So in here we have the coconut aminos and some rice vinegar, water, the date syrup, and the garlic powder. And then I'm going to stir in the peanut butter. Lukey, do you want to stir in the peanut butter here?
Sure.
For this one. Okay.
Sure.
Here you go.
Of each do you have? How many boys? How many girls?
4 boys and 3 girls.
Nice.
Yeah. So our oldest daughter, she's in Argentina actually. On a mission for our church for 2 years. And then our other daughter, she's 17. She's at work right now. She's getting ready to go to college. And
just turned 18.
Yeah. She just turned 18. Yeah. Yes. And then these ones, and where's Christian? Our other 9-year-old. He's here somewhere.
He's oldest right now. You couldn't come up because he has.
Okay. Oh, he can. Yeah, he can if he wants. Okay. So we'll just get all this out. And Luke, do you want to stir that all together? This is Luke. He loves to help in the kitchen. He's amazing. Such a good helper. Okay, you want to stir that up?
Yes.
Okay, and then we're going to grate in. You can use ginger powder or ginger. I love fresh ginger, so I'm just going to grate some ginger real quick into there.
Warm, it looks like
it. Yeah. Yeah, it looks all separated out. It looks funny. Tastes yummy, though.
I'll do it.
Okay, and then we cooked the spaghetti. We're going to put that in this wok over here. Well, first veggies and then noodles, or I'll show you which order.
We could do the sauce with the veggies and then throw the noodles in.
Okay.
Just really...
lots of ginger. Really love ginger.
It'd be like the vegetables still have a crunch to it, like the texture. We don't like soggy veggies.
Yep. Okay, you want to do some?
Are any of your kids picky eaters?
Not really. They're not. And that's what I think is so amazing with kids. If you serve them a variety and just keep doing it, they will do it. And if you just have these things on hand, it's what they will learn to eat. I know some people have like sensory kits. Some kids have sensory things. So yeah, I think there's ways to... Still find things that they will eat and work with that. So I know there's definitely some kids that you have to work a little bit more with and find the foods that they will eat.
Mom, is this a chocolate?
But ours, yeah, we serve the stuff and they're not picky.
I'm a good eater.
He's a good eater.
He's like...
Do you love it? Do you want a broccoli? You love the broccoli, huh? Yeah, love it.
Do you have any pets?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You can tell what pets we have.
We have one cat that's hers, 2 birds, one is hers, one is his, and I have a fish, and then I have a leopard gecko. Yep.
Wow. No dogs.
Yeah, we used to until we sold him.
And we used to have 4 more cats.
Yep.
They had our kitty had kittens.
You remember? No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
You have a cat?
Yes.
We love kitties, huh?
There's no cat, Mom. Mom, I have to have.
Okay, well, Dad's picking that. You guys want to taste this mug muffin? So we'll put some of this sauce on it. Taste the sauce. Taste the sauce and see if you want yours with the sauce or without it. It's chocolate sauce.
I just want to, I'll show this real quick.
Yeah. Mm, that's beautiful.
If you want to see this.
It's like cake batter.
Yeah, it does. Here, go. One, two, three.
So this, just real quick, I just want to show you. That's just the peanut sauce with the veggies, and then we'll just throw in the noodles real quick.
Wow, that looks delicious. Even if somebody didn't want to put pasta in, that would be a meal.
Does everyone want the sauce on the muffin?
No.
Yeah.
You want a slice? Like okay, we'll give Christian.
It's like the oatmeal cereal.
Yeah, it does. Okay, here, do you want to taste the bite first? There's Christian. You want a bite of the muffin? Coming from the top. Okay, now let's put the sauce on it and everyone can have a bite.
Rachel, has any of your friends asked you, like, how do you get your kids to eat healthier, for advice on how they could feed their families healthier?
Oh, yes. We just had a couple people over two Saturdays ago, because they were really interested in how to eat this way and how to help their kids. So yeah, we have people asking us, a lot.
Another bite.
Steve, actually, from his studies, he made this amazing document that we've shared with a lot of people that, you know, talks about proteins and calcium and vitamin D. And lists like all the science and a lot of links. Okay, what do you guys think? He's going for more sauce here. Did you get a bite of it?
Just precious.
Like that, he wants to just eat that plain.
I think you should have a reality show. It would be fun to like the Von Niederhausen family, and just watch you guys all day just feeding your kids, and I'd watch that. I mean, they look very healthy. They don't seem to have any health problems or weight problems like many kids today do.
Yep. When people ask us, you know, and when we're teaching them, we recommend, you know, like Dr. Bolshevitz's book, you know, Fiber Fueled. We recommend Dr. Greger's stuff a lot, How Not to Die, or his new book. Chef AJ, you know, amazing resources and education she's providing on her stuff. So we recommend them to a lot of the experts, and then we definitely show them how we meal plan, and give them some of our top recipes, you know, that we like, and just help them keep learning that simple planning and keeping it simple is really the key.
Deborah, who's watching on Facebook, says, can we get the sauce recipe? Absolutely. Rachel has provided both the recipes, but you can only see them in show notes. And show notes, unfortunately, are only visible on YouTube, because this is a YouTube show that we do multi-stream on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But you can only see the recipes and the show notes on YouTube, because that's the only place it gives me 5,000 space, you know, characters to put them. So just hop on over to YouTube and you'll be able to get both those recipes. How is your daughter doing in Argentina? Asks Mar.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, she's doing great. You know, she took her, like, she's been out there about 7 months. And so the language, she's learning Spanish. It's coming, it's getting more fluent. Oh, here she is. Yeah, we can show. We printed out this picture so she can join us for different things.
That is adorable. Hey, you know, there is a plant-based doctor in Argentina, Dr. Gustavo Tolosa. Maybe she could hook up with him.
Really? Oh,
he's not a medical doctor. He's a doctor of music, but he has a show on my show, and he's a plant-based,
Ava loves music. She actually has a violin and a guitar that she just got. And so on her mission, she's able to play music and do some different musical things.
He's a concert pianist. Maybe we could hook them up, because he does live in Argentina. He used to live in the States and teach piano in Dallas. So that would be cool. Maybe they could do a little concert together.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a lot of recipes. So if she's interested in more recipes like this on that course on enlivenfoods.com, in that course, we have lots of recipes that are yummy and family friendly. So, okay. Wow. That smells amazing.
Yeah, that smells disgusting.
So here's the noodle dish. We're ready to serve up to the kids, but yeah.
That looks actually spectacular. Why would anyone not like to eat that?
Easy, full of nutrient packed and a lot of flavor, very savory.
Okay, you guys wanted to have some? Here's the balls. This will be Will's breakfast. Yeah, and that's the thing. We're very unconventional. You know, we'll eat pasta for breakfast sometimes, or potatoes or beans and rice. So, you know, it doesn't always like, just think outside the box. That's the key. Like what our culture says we have to do, you know.
Well, other cultures eat food for meals that isn't just cereal, you know.
Exactly.
We have to eat it at the table.
Hey,
okay.
You guys want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
They are so cute. They are just beautiful.
We'll go over to the table and go eat that.
You must have one big dining room table.
Yeah, we do. We have a round table that can actually seat 11 people. Yeah.
It looks tiny.
It looks tiny, but it holds a lot. And that's what we like. We love sharing food with people. Like, food is so nourishing, you know, for body, mind, and soul. And so we really love serving nourishing, delicious food.
So inviting
others to join with us. And so we love having people over, and you know, we'll serve tofu and veggies and you know, desserts that are like, you know, soft serve banana ice cream. And and it's so sweet how people love it. And when you eat in a loving environment, you know, food tastes even better. That's our secret ingredient, you know, to food, love.
Yeah, we had a family over last Sunday. And we had, I guess you'd call it tofu parmesan, but it doesn't have parmesan. And it was just tofu crusted in quinoa?
Quinoa, uh-huh.
And they loved it. They were like, this is our first introduction to tofu, and they were sold. They said they loved it, so.
So Rachel, mom of 7, how do you have time to take care of yourself and do self-care?
Such a good question. You know, I really believe in those four pillars that Dr. Ornish teaches, you know, of moving, stressing less, loving more, and eating well. And so, yeah, I really love yoga as part of my journey. When I was in college, I had a friend who was doing yoga just from a video, and I had never done it or really ever thought of it or knew about it. But she invited me to do it. And so I'm so grateful that at that time I was introduced to that sort of like linking the breath with the movement. Because to me, it's been such amazing medicine going along with food and how I eat. So I definitely make time for yoga. We go on a lot of walks. You know, I love walking. I loved running at different times in my life. But making time for it, but keeping it simple. You know, I haven't usually had memberships to gyms or anything because I don't really have time to go spend an hour and the travel time and everything. So I find stuff to do at home, videos and such. And I think in like 30 to 45 minutes, I can get an amazing workout or an amazing calming practice or amazing strength flow, you know, of yoga. I can go on a walk or a jog or a run. And I believe in God's workout plan for young mothers, which is like moving with my kids and playing and being with them. It's a total workout all day.
I
mean, so
you look so young. I can't believe you even have 7 kids. And there's a comment actually from Mary, who's watching live, saying, have you ever noticed that plant-based people always look younger than they are and more alive and fresh looking? And I do think it has to do with not just genetics, but what a person eats. I do think it makes a difference.
I totally do. We are what we eat, right? We are what we eat. And so I believe in eating live foods, and these plants that come from the earth that are such a gift from God. I mean, they make me feel alive, and they make my body feel so good and energized. And I'm so grateful. Yeah.
Yeah. And Dr. Greger's new book, How Not to Age, covers a lot of that in that realm of how our bodies are actually, how they perform with over time biologically with what we eat.
I think in our show notes we were going to mention, you know, prayer, a lot of prayer and grace. That is definitely how we make it through life.
Mary's asking, if she orders the mug muffins now, will she get them in time for Easter? I believe Easter is Sunday, March 31st.
Yeah, she will. About 5 days on the shipping. 5 business days. So yeah, she will.
That's fantastic. Let's see. I think I saw. Yeah, okay. And here's a question from Linda. Could we get a copy of your 2-week menus?
Oh, that is a good question. Well, in the course, you can definitely see some of the menus and stuff that we do. I think, what do you think on that, Chase?
Well, there's also the 7-day meal plan on enlivenfoods.com.
Yeah, okay. And there's a 7-day meal plan on enlivenfoods.com. So that's a great place to go look for that.
Thank you.
And then I think when my kids are choosing food, we take a lot of recipes from that Dr. Bolshevitz's Fiber Fuel cookbook. And also this Everyday Ayurvedic cookbook by Kate O'Donnell. I love that cookbook. And it talks more about eating seasonally, you know, whole foods and kind of in seasonal eating and whole grains in different seasons. So we take recipes from there. We love like forks over knives recipes. We love Rainbow Plant Life. They actually have a lot of great recipes. Those are more complex recipes, but we take stuff from there.
There's a lot of great Instagrammers too that have really, really tasty meals. But like Rachel said, they're a little bit more involved. So
yeah,
we'll do those every occasionally, but we try to keep it simple as much as we can.
Yeah, but check out enlivenfoods.com for that 7-day meal plan.
Do you ever do any live cooking classes or even in-person cooking classes or anything like that? Or do you ever do any social media appearances?
Yeah.
Hey,
Chase will come in. Here's my spokesman.
Hello. I'm one of the co-founders of Enlivened Foods.
Yeah.
And so we, people who join our mug club and get our monthly subscriptions, we do a monthly cooking demo for those folks that we send out. Robin, who's been on the show before, she often does that, but we might have Rachel do it in the future if people want to.
Yeah. And if people want to reach out, yeah, we're happy to talk more and provide what resources we can. We definitely have neighbors over and people over to, like, you know, talk about sourdough and cooking. But I think that course on Enliven has the cooking demos, a lot of videos on there, and that mug club would be a great place to start. Yeah.
Right. Wow. But I think you guys are really fun and really wonderful to watch. And I think people would love to see you and the kids do stuff as well.
That's what people tell us. But when do we have time for that? But I guess they can join us as we go, right?
I don't know why you can make time for it. Because my understanding is you homeschool, right?
Yes.
Well, that could be part of the curriculum, like, because basically they're learning like production. I mean, that I think I would make it a course in your homeschooling.
Good idea. I should talk with you more after. Maybe you could get me motivated to do it.
Yeah, because you're sitting on a gold mine of talent right there, you know?
You're so sweet.
Well, I think people love chef demos and everything, but if they could see real people like if one of your kids making a meal, they were like, hey, what excuse do I have? You know, I got a 5-year-old here.
Girl can do it. I can do it. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. There's a question. Do you sell the mug muffins or does your family just like them?
Oh yeah. They're sold on enlivenfoods.com. So we help with the company. We've helped with marketing, but they're on enlivenfoods.com where you can purchase them.
And what is the shelf life of the product?
1 year.
That's great. Those would have been great to have during the height of the pandemic, huh?
Oh, yes. Yes. Great for food storage and great to have on hand. Yeah.
Mona's saying, who is Chase? Chase is the co-founder of Enlivened Foods, and he works with Robin Jeep, who was Dr. Furman's for many years, and she has been on the show telling her healing story. Yeah. Do you have any other products, Chase, other than the mug muffins?
Well, right now we've just got the course and Robin's book on enlivenfoods.com. So that Enliven Your Life course. And then we're working on a few new formulas. I'll give you guys a little bit of secrets. One is a double chocolate and then also banana and blueberry, which are going to be the banana and blueberry will be nut free. So we're working on those. And then
that was actually a question from one of the viewers named Candace. Would you ever consider making some that are legume and nut free for people that have allergies?
Yeah, we're going to make, trying to make two that are free from the top 9 allergens.
Right. But the thing is, even though bean may not be a top allergen, there's more people allergic to legumes than I think people in the plant-based community realize. So would you make one without that is the question.
You know, we'll consider it. Robin, she's really big on the beans because of the resistant starch and how it helps to blunt the sugar impact. But if I can, I've talked to her about it. If I can convince her to do it, I've got to convince Robin to do it.
I know. It's short-sighted if somebody has just an opinion on health that there's still people that would want this product that can't have that. And so she's excluding actually quite a large population of people that she maybe doesn't realize.
Well, that's great feedback. We love feedback. We love, you know, people to share how we can improve. So I really appreciate that. And that'll give me some backing for maybe doing that in the future.
Yeah. And okay, so Judy says, little vegan chefs do kid cooking videos. Your family would be fantastic. Yeah, people would watch it for sure. Mary says, if you guys had a reality show of your family, she would watch it. And here's a great question from Matthew. What do you like to cook for friends that come over that are not plant-based? We have friends with picky children that won't eat what I cook when they come over for a meal. I guess you'll just have to just stop at McDonald's then and give them a Happy Meal. Kidding.
I think maybe what we just showed you right here, it's just a one pot meal that is very savory. And a lot of people tend to like that type of stuff, but it's packed. It has all these vegetables in it, has whole grains in it. So
we'll do curries too when we invite people over, and then keep it separate. So like if they had a picky child eater, they could just have just rice, or they could just have, one type of a vegetable, or I'll usually offer like, hey, if they want peanut butter and bananas, you know, I could put some peanut butter on a banana. I guess since we have so many kids and we do love inviting people over, I'll usually always ask them like if they have any allergies or what their favorite foods are. And then I'll try to actually make what they say, but do it plant-based. So it's kind of familiar. But other than that, you know, if they come and their kids don't like it, they're usually always gracious and they'll just, you know, they just won't eat, or they'll just keep playing, you know, while we're eating, or I'll offer, you know, like if they want peanut butter and bananas or nuts or raisins, you know, I'll try to like think of some stuff that a picky child might want. But I think people are really, they know, like if their child's picky, they're usually picky even if they go to somewhere that's not plant-based. And so I don't usually like cook something separate or try to like cook meat or anything. Like I was kind of doing that in years past, but now I will ask them about the allergies and their favorite food and try to accommodate in that way. But for the most part, I just view it as a great opportunity to give them a chance to try something different, you know, and something that's really delicious.
You wonder what they're actually eating though, that if they didn't like any of your beautiful, delicious food, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we'll have some stuff on.
How do you get kids to eat vegetables? That seems to be the million-dollar question, because most kids, but many kids will eat fruit without a problem, you know, delicious watermelon, or like you say, apples, grapes, bananas. But I find that it's the vegetables that's harder to get many children and even some adults to eat.
Yeah, I think texture is a big thing. So chopping it small or mashing it up and putting it in something else, you know, in this Everyday Ayurvedic cookbook. She has a great muffin recipe that has sweet potatoes in it, but you know, it's all mashed up into the batter, blending different things in. So like in, you know, when we have smoothies, like steaming some greens and blending them in. So I think that's kind of one way to kind of start easing it in, is maybe getting them small, and I don't want to say hiding them, but maybe kind of hiding them, you know, in there, and just keep offering. That's what I think. It's like just the continual offer. They will eventually do it. And with yummy sauces and cooked, you know, in the right way, so they're not too mushy or too bland or, you know, those things, then I think our natural human tendency our bodies want that. So if we provide it enough and keep offering it, our taste buds will change and they'll be able to do it, but it does take time.
I know you can't see the chat, but you wouldn't believe how many viewers are saying that you need a reality show. If you don't have time, just put a camera in your kitchen that's just on you guys for 24 hours and just do whatever you do. Don't even worry about it being a show. Just do your life. There's a question if you ever make vegan mac and cheese for your family.
Yes, that's one of the things they love.
They love it.
Yeah, the whole wheat noodles. And then we have a couple sauces we'll use with like boiled potatoes and carrots and cashews to make that creamy sauce, nutritional yeast. Blend it up and pour it over the pasta. And then we'll usually either serve broccoli or, you know, vegetables or peas, you know, in it or on the side. So yes, that's a staple here.
Yeah. Well, you guys are amazing. It's such a pleasure to know you. And I'm just so thankful for what you're doing for your community and your children's futures. It'll be interesting to see how everyone turns out. Like, do you ever anticipate like they're all going to stay plant-based, or maybe they'll like, you know, stray from the flock a little bit, but come back, or...
Yeah. Probably that, right? That's how it happens with kids and what they learn at home. They like, they'll want to experiment and have agency, but hopefully we pray that we've given them a good foundation you know, and that this is their comfort food now because they've been eating it, you know, at our home. So I think they will come back. And our daughter who moved out, you know, yeah, she ate tons of plant, you know, plant food in college and would do some of the similar recipes we did. So yeah, it's exciting. It's a great journey. It's all about it.
I think I see a show and a book in your future.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. It's a real pleasure.
It's my pleasure. And guys, if you want to try those muffin mugs, Susanna, who has 8 kids, said all of her children like them. There is a generous coupon code, 15% off, right below this video. It's called the show notes. Well, thank you, Von Niederhausen family.
Check out at livefoods.com, the course and the mug muffins for sure. And yeah, thank you so much, Chef AJ. We're so grateful for all you're doing for the community. Yeah.
Well, your family is just precious. Thank you. I will watch your show once you put that camera up. In. You can, you know, you can keep it out of the bathroom and the bedroom. Just have it in the kitchen.
Okay. Well, they would see definitely a lot of chaos. It would be fun.
It'd be interesting to see if they eat more vegetables because they know they're being watched.
Exactly. Good.
You'll tell the kids you're putting the camera up though. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Yeah, of course. Thanks all of you for watching another episode of Chef AJ Live. Please come back tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific time for Dr. Baxter Montgomery. He's a plant-based cardiologist. He'll answer all your questions about heart health and also be talking about detox and heart failure. Take care, everyone, and try the mug muffins. Bye-bye.